to the weekend.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert. Doug has the day off, so it's just you and me. So give us a call, 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-TALK. And this was a big week in food. Something happened this past week. It was called the Food Dialogues. It was sponsored by 40 different trade groups, mostly consisting of America's farmers and ranchers. And what they're trying to do is really expose what's going on farms and ranches to consumers. It's called officially the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. And they actually had four group meetings, four panel discussions that took place, one in Washington, D.C., where I was, New York, Los Angeles, and on a farm in Indiana. And they brought together people with a very open agenda. In fact, in Washington, we had the current Secretary of Agriculture, the prior Secretary of Agriculture, lots of people from the Humane Society and World Wildlife Foundation and a couple ranch. And it was just a fabulous experience to be able to have these people talk very honestly and openly. And also, because of the beauty of the internet, if you would, what we were able to do is take questions from consumers as well as other people in the food world in real time. Which is always exciting. And in fact, if you go to their website, which is fooddialogues.com, you can watch the whole thing, all four different panels. But you can also see some of the comments right on the homepage. For example, I'll give you some of these. I would guess that most of the squabbling about the use of genetic engineering and pesticides comes from those countries with plenty of food or the resources to purchase them. Ask the 10,000 people in the world that die of starvation every day what they think. When are we going to start? That was from Dennis. This one from Heritage Harvest Farm. When are we going to start giving credit to the local food movement? Farmer market numbers are up across America. Consumers want local food and want to build relationships with their growers and producers. It's time we add more funding in the Farm Bill for the local food movement, as well as small growers and producers in the Farm Bill. Let's give consumers what they want. Here from Mary Hagan, how would you respond to criticism that farmers' primary goal is yield, not quality? And then another one, what role will aquaponics and hydroponics play in future farming? And one more, and then we'll move on. When are we going to address the myth that organic is the most healthy alternative? The USDA organic regs specify that this is a style of production. I'm not aware of data that indicates organic is healthier, safer, or better for the environment. So check it out when you get a chance. Fooddialogues.com. Lots of great information. It's the beginning of, frankly, a dialogue that I've not been exposed to before. And again, being in the food world, being the grandson of a dairy farmer, I can tell you that a lot of the food business is very closed. When we shot Food Sense, our public television special, it was very difficult for us to get on farms, to get in. In fact, we never even got into an egg production facility. They wouldn't let us in with cameras. And it's changing. And it's changing because of you who are insisting that there's more transparency, that we know where our foods come from, that we know where our foods are raised. And that's critical for our food supply. It really is. And especially as prices go up, and they are going to go up, there's no question about that. It's important that we know what we're getting. In fact, if you remember a couple weeks ago on the program right here, we had Josh Vertel, the president of Slow Food USA, and he was talking to us about the value meal. This was their $5 challenge to share fresh and local meals for less than $5 a person. It happened on September 17th. And what he had told us at the time is he was looking for somewhere between 500 meals to 1,000 meals. That was the objective and probably the same amount of people. Well, And obviously, just because of this program, on September 17th, over 30,000 people across the country took the Slow Food USA $5 challenge to make a $5 value meal from healthier food. So that's terrific that we're, you know, getting people more involved in our food. And there's no question that healthy eating is on the top of mind for all of us. But just because we're thinking about it doesn't mean we're actually going to do anything about it. And that's what the $5 meal challenge and everything else that we do here on Good Day is all about. But what we wanted to do is gauge just what people are doing, and we surveyed you on our Supermarket Guru consumer panel. And to our surprise, we found that a lot of people are making healthy changes, even for special occasions. When asked how often their grocery basket included healthful choices, 87% said always, while a mere 14% said sometimes. 71% of consumers say that over 75% of their basket contains healthful choices, and 18% said about half of their basket contains healthy choices. Most consumers are making healthful choices in produce, dairy, frozen, and meat, and while the majority, 58%, believe that their supermarket is helping in the healthy eating effort, 42% believe their supermarket does nothing and could do a lot more. So clearly the message is getting out there. Clearly people are caring more and more about what we eat, and that's what Good Day is all about. And talking about that, it's time for a word from our sponsor, Bumblebee Tuna. And fish is one of the healthiest, most inexpensive, and easiest to prepare foods on the market. In fact, groups such as the USDA MyPlate program and the World Health Organization not only recommend eating fish for a variety of health benefits, including fighting heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and depression in adults and promoting brain development in babies, but also emphasize the risk of not eating enough fish as well. Now, a lot of us are confused about how to incorporate more fish into our diets. Don't be. Take a can of tuna like Bumblebee Sensations Tuna Medley Spicy Thai Chili. Peel off the foil lid and scoop it into the center of a 10-inch flour tortilla. Add shredded cheese, lettuce, and diced tomatoes, and voila, a nutritious dinner is served the quick and easy way. Tuna is high in omega-3s that are good for your heart, high in protein, and low in fat. It only takes minutes to prepare and is more affordable than takeout. Bumblebee Sensation Seasoned Tuna Medley are available in three delicious varieties, and it's an easy way to get more fish into your diet affordably without the preparation or the hassle that takes making dinner. For other convenient products like the Bumblebee Premium Albacore Pouch or more great-tasting recipes that can make your lunch or dinner simple, affordable, and nutritious, just visit bumblebee.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, ways to cut your grocery bill using the Internet. I'm Phil Lempert, and this is Good Day Weekend.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the Internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for cancer research. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say, I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase your breast cancer awareness bracelets at ElisaIlana.com or call us at 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Don Sugg watched two of his sisters and several friends struggle with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. On World Alzheimer's Day, Don Sugg is taking a big leap to raise awareness. Don is an Alzheimer's hero.
I cannot stand by and do nothing. So instead, I jump out of planes. At 96 years old, I will skydive on September the 21st. Some people are afraid of heights, but we can all do something in this fight against Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting alz.org/WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgranger.com or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert, and there's no question about it. Food prices continue to go up. I was with Secretary Vilsack and former Agriculture Secretary Dan Glickman in Washington on Thursday, and we were talking about food prices. And the two guys who know probably better than anybody else are saying, you know something? We're screwed. Prices are going to continue to go up. We've got all these elements going on. We've got whether it's weather conditions, whether it's shortages, everything, whether it's, you know, using corn for ethanol. By the way, I saw the stat just yesterday. We're now using 40% of our corn for ethanol. And that's affecting just about everything. So we've invited Sarah Platt, a consumer savings expert for promotionalcodes.com, to join us to tell us how to save money. So, Sarah, help. How do we save money?
Good help. Morning, help. Phil. You know, there are ways to save money up to as much as 20% off your grocery bill despite the rising food costs. You know, because
okay, well,
economy-
we know the low-hanging fruit. We know having a shopping list, we know using coupons, you know, having the frequent shopper card. Most people are doing that. So mm-hmm. What can we do that goes, you know, well beyond, more inventive things?
Well, I would say one of the things you can do is just be informed in the first place. Know where those markups are in the store. In the bakery, we're seeing prices can be inflated as much as 100% due to just labor alone. And then meat, as you mentioned, because of the rising feed costs for corn and the labor, we're seeing markups as much as 60%.
Okay, let's go back to bakery. So what we're talking about is we're not talking about the breads that are on the shelf in the aisle. We're talking about the bakery where supposedly there's a baker and they're actually, you know, doing something in the back room here to make bread or birthday cakes and things like that, correct?
That is correct. Yep, all the muffins, the cookies, all the prepackaged things you're going to see in the bakery, those are going to be marked up pretty significantly. So what you want to do is try making it yourself.
Yeah, and you know what's so interesting about that? Most supermarkets, not all supermarkets, but I'm going to say probably 70 or 80% of the supermarkets that have that bakery department are just bringing in those things frozen. And all that they're doing is they're heating it up or they're slacking it off themselves, or they're actually even getting it delivered by a local baker. So, I mean, your point is right on target. Do it yourself. Do
exactly.
It yourself. Sarah, stay right there. We're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Sarah Platt telling us where to avoid getting ripped off in the supermarket every time we go and how we can save some big bucks, because I got to tell you something, we're getting ripped off. We'll be right back.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you want a fancy fan, or a turkey born in Turkestan, or a slave that fought the African, or a teapot early meal, come to the supermarket in Old Peking. If you want to buy a kite, or a pup to keep you up at night, or a
so the interesting thing is, actually, you know, Peking is now called Beijing. They changed that, and I had actually gone right after Tiananmen Square, part of the UN delegation there. And we're talking about, you know, supermarkets, and supermarkets in Peking, they don't exist. What they have is they have these markets, certainly, but they're multi-level, smaller buildings. And, you know, it's amazing to me, when I went there, probably the two things that I still remember to this day, and this is, you know, 20 years later, is the fish counter actually had fish that were, you know, not quite dead. They were still flapping around on the ice, and people would buy fish. They'd wrap it in a piece of paper. These people would take the fish and put it in their pocket and walk out the door. And also, most things were in jars versus packages here where we've got boxes and so on. And in China, it's mostly everything is in jars. But what happens is they ship the jars to the store. And then at the store clerk actually puts the label on the jar. So you have no idea as far as quality control. And we wonder why people are scared of our foods from China. 800-510-8255, 800-510-8255. Give us a call. We're talking to Sarah Platt. Let's talk about how you save money. And what we're going to do is we're going to give away one of our Supermarket Guru gift bags to the person that has the best recommendation on how to save money. And I don't want you to save things like use coupons or frequent shopper cards or have a shopping list or any of the great ideas that Sarah's giving us. I want inventiveness. Now, I don't want any of the extreme couponers either. Those of you that spend 40 or 50 hours a week in a dark room clipping coupons, buying 12 gallons of mayonnaise, I don't want to hear from you. I want to hear about the normal people who, frankly, just have come up with great ways to save money. So, Sarah, you know, you talked about the bakery department. You talked about the meat department having high markups. What are some other tips, and what other areas of the supermarket should we be avoiding?
Well, a big tip I have is using the internet to shop for your groceries and other food items. And so it's a little surprising. I know many of us are not used to shopping online for food and coffee, cheese, etc. But frankly, the Sunday circular is getting to be a little bit overwhelming. There's a lot of
I don't want to buy those Princess
using.
Diana plates. They already have
exactly.
Five sets of them. I don't need them.
Exactly. So we're finding that these coupon aggregator sites, ours is promotionalcodes.com. You can go to the printable coupon section and enter your zip code, and really you're able to click on the coupons that you know you're going to use, and then you can print them out. And so you have an organized, neat group of coupons that you know you're going to use on the products you want. So that would be one recommendation for just getting the savings that you want while maintaining your sanity a little bit.
So, okay, in fact, I'm going there as we're speaking, promotionalcodes.com.
Yes.
And what we've got here is we have all kinds of stuff. We have Land's End, we have Travelocity. Where's the food?
So if you go on the top purple bar, you're
right.
Going to see on the right-hand side, printable coupons.
Ah, printable coupons. Okay, got it.
So then you go
other color. Is that you over there? Picture of you there with the free coupons? No. Okay.
So you go and you enter your
zip code. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do that. It's not letting me. Oh, got to do it there. Okay. Now I know. So we're going to see what is on sale, what coupons we've got for Santa Monica, California. Okay. So I could save 75 cents on Nature's Own. I could save $6 on Schick disposable razors. 40 cents on Yoplait. I can save on Campbell Soup, Listerine, La Creme, creamer products. And there's like 12 pages of coupons here.
Yes, there's very many. So that's more for the person who's wanting to do it the traditional way. They still want to go into the store. But, you know, there really is another way. We're seeing a bigger trend is grocery delivery. I don't know if you've ever done this personally, but it's, you know, it's
of
a really helpful thing.
I'm a huge fan of Amazon.com's food.
Yes. So it's a really good thing for parents who can't bring all their children to the grocery store, or someone who even can't get out due to medical reasons. On promotionalcodes.com, we have many grocers who are beginning to offer delivery, and you can find services where they're offering free trial periods and even deep discounts using promotional codes. And
let me interrupt you, Sarah. For those people who have not done, internet shopping, if you would, don't be afraid. Because so many people are afraid that they're not going to get something right or whatever else. And again, whether it's promotionalcodes.com, whether it's Amazon.com, there's so many of these services that are out there right now that really can help people significantly. Sarah, stay right there. We have to take another break. When we come back, I'm going to ask for your super tip. And then what we're going to do is we're going to open up the phones and see what our listeners want to say about saving money. 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-8255. We're going to take the best tip and give you a Supermarket Guru gift bag. I'm Phil Lempert.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. We're talking about saving money, which is going to be so important. You know, already this year, our food prices have gone up between 4 and 6%. Meat prices, hog prices, pork, up 12%. We're going to see more price increases than ever before. This time around, we're not going to see supermarkets running these ads. We've lowered 4,000 prices. They can't. Coffee alone has gone up 20% this year. It's been raining in Colombia for a solid year. Prices continue to go up. We've got to figure out how we can afford the groceries that we want. With us is Sarah Platt from promotionalcodes.com, who's going to give us her last wonderful super tip. Then what we're going to do, we're going to head to the phones, 800-510-8255, and hear some tips that you have, as well as talking about what is going on in our school cafeterias. So, Sarah, the super tip that everybody needs to follow.
The super tip is knowing yourself and knowing that you are not always going to want to make your own food. So making sure you incorporate spending money outside of the home into your grocery budget.
Gotcha. Well, Sarah, thanks so much for joining us. Again, if you want to save money, if you want to buy food on the internet, check it out, promotionalcodes.com. And let's head right to the phones to get your tips. Vicki in Orange County, California. Good morning, Vicki. How are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. Good morning.
So what's your tip?
My tip is not going grocery shopping when you're hungry. Because when you're hungry,
cranky, in a good mood, in a bad mood, any of those things.
Well, it's not the produce department that tends to satisfy you when you're hungry. It's the cookie and chip aisle. So
yep. And the chocolate. And hold on, we're going to find out who's got the greatest tip. And the greatest tip is going to get a supermarket guru tote bag. Lauren, welcome to Good Day Weekend. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you. My tip would be just to become more frugal and not waste Use those things that you have in the house. Like as soon as you get home with the groceries, use those outside stalks of the celery bunch that a lot of people just throw out. Make a pot of soup with those and other vegetables that are starting to get a little icky in the drawer. Throw in a can of beans. Make a nice soup. Always have the staples in the house like eggs so that you're not tempted to even go out and get a meal. You have the staples there, so you just become more frugal and don't waste the food.
Well, Lauren, I think you're bringing up a great point. In fact, I mentioned that I was in Washington this past week, and Dan Glickman, the former Secretary of Agriculture, told me something that I didn't know. I know we waste a lot of food in this country. Do you have any idea how much food we waste?
A lot.
No, more than a lot. 90 billion, with a B, 90 billion pounds of food gets wasted every year here in America. And we look around at the homeless population. We look at people going hungry. 32%, the number just came out, 32% of America is now at the poverty level. We can't waste. Lauren, that's a terrific tip. Hold on. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie, how can we save money? Help.
Hi, good morning. I have a couple of things that I do. Actually, coffee, is real, real expensive now. So my favorite brand, which I can't hardly stand to drink the generic stuff, but I take my favorite brand and I buy it when it's on sale and I mix it half and half with the generic. And so,
Your favorite
really,
brand of what? Coffee?
My favorite brand of coffee, Save an empty coffee.
So what's your favorite brand of coffee?
Love Folgers, the morning blend. I just have to have it.
You're mixing half Folgers with half like Kroger brand or Safeway brand or something like that.
Exactly.
Okay. That's one tip. Give me one more quickly because we've got to get to the phone.
Okay, sure. When you have a 3-pound bag of onions or a 5-pound bag of apples or oranges or produce of any kind and they're all one price for a certain amount of pounds, take those bags and lay them on the scales. Sometimes you can get 4.5 pounds of sweet onions for the same price as 3 pounds.
Yeah, I know that as well. That's something that people need to do. And also when you're in the produce department, if they have those misters, that make the noise and so, you make sure you shake out the lettuce or the celery because they absorb water and you're paying for water. Okay, hold on, Debbie. We're going to go to Phyllis. Phyllis, what's your tip?
Store brands versus Del Monte's or whoever. And sometimes they tell me that the store brands are packaged by these major companies. So
yeah, sometimes they are, sometimes they're not, but it varies. But also, Phyllis, and you're making a great point, that the other thing that we don't know about with store brands is that they all have money-back guarantees. So
true.
You cannot lose. So if you buy the store brand instead of Del Monte, you don't like it, bring it back, you're going to get your money back.
And sometimes instead of buying the fresh produce, which is very good for you and it's too expensive, I go to the freezing department, and if I need broccoli or cauliflower or string beans, I buy them that are frozen. They're already cleaned. There's no waste. Just open up the package and take out what you need.
And Phyllis, you're right. And also, just to make a point, the frozen vegetables and fruits are probably better than the ones that you're buying in the fresh produce department because they were actually picked and packed at the peak of freshness, so it's more flavor and more nutrients as well.
So that kind of helps to stretch your food dollar.
Exactly, and they're about 30 to 40% less expensive.
That's
no
right.
No question about it.
And sometimes my local store will have you on this weekend or during the week. They'll say, buy one and get one free. Well,
yep.
If it's a product that you can use, grab it.
But,
put it in your cupboard.
I got to tell you something, Phyllis. What annoys me is about, these extreme couponers. They've ruined it for all of us because now most of the supermarkets have changed their coupon policies. They've eliminated buy one, get one free. They've eliminated double coupons.
Yep.
They've eliminated the unlimited coupons they can use because of these few wackos, and I apologize if any extreme couponers are listening now, but come on, get a life. You're ruining for the rest of us.
And on Thursdays in my city in Geneva, we have a farmer's market, so I visit that, and sometimes you can find better bargains there than you can in the stores.
Yep.
The farmers bring them in for us in the morning.
Now, Brian has been so patient. He doesn't have a tip for us, but he's got a question for us. So I want to go to Brian, and then we're going to continue to take your calls on coupon tips, 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-8255. Brian up in Tacoma, Washington. Thanks so much, Brian, for listening to our money-saving tips, but you've got a question.
Yes, I catch your show every week, and you're a very informational person. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
I have a quick question. We went and bought a half a side of beef from a local grower, farmer, grain-fed, et cetera, had it cut. Everything looks great. You know, we put some ribeyes on the barbecue, you know, and did a tri-tip roast on the barbecue. And I'm going to be honest with you, it didn't taste as good as the same from Albertsons or Safeways. Mm-hmm. Actually, the store brand actually tastes better. So we invited our neighbors over for a barbecue, and we did one from the store and one from the farm. And the one from the store won hands down. What is with that? Do you know?
Well, yeah, a couple things. First of all, you made one big mistake, which was not inviting me to the barbecue. That was the first mistake. Second, is what you really want to do is you want to make sure that you're buying the same thing. A lot of grain-fed beef. Now, what you were getting from Albertsons, was that grain-fed as well, or is that corn-fed? And you've got to understand that corn-fed is going to taste a lot different. And very often what we've got is our taste buds are used to one thing. Grain-fed has a much different flavor and a much different taste. As far as tenderness, they should be the same. And also, we've got to think about prices and talk about prices with that as well. Brian, thanks so much for calling. Got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on in school cafeterias that's really changing our schools and the way our kids are eating. And then I'm going to announce who the winner is. And stay tuned. Gene Ronnie from the School Nutrition Association is going to be with us. We're going to talk about National School Lunch Week, which is October 10th through 14th, and what's going on in your schools. I'm Phil Lempert. This is Good Day Weekend. We'll be right back.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As Americans transition from lackadaisical summer schedules back into hectic school and work mode, Sargento Foods Incorporated encourages adults to embrace the mini meal to balance daily eating. Snacking intake averages about 580 calories each day, and according to registered dietitian and Sargento spokesperson Elizabeth Ward, those extra calories often have very little or no nutritional value.
Hectic schedules can make it too easy to choose unhealthy convenience foods that do nothing for metabolism or energy levels. Incorporating nutritious mini meals multiple times a day helps avoid those mid-afternoon slumps and fill in dietary gaps. I recommend choosing snacks with calcium, vitamin D, potassium, and dietary fiber. For your next afternoon fix, try a Sargento reduced-fat Colby Jack stick paired with carrots or celery. It's a quick and more wholesome on-the-go option than sweets or other processed cheese snacks.
For more information, visit Sargento.com.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert. Our phones are lighting up with all these great tips. So, Jeff, Janice, stay right there. We're going to ask you to hold on for just a couple minutes while we talk about school cafeterias, what's going on there. And with us, we have Gene Ronnie from the School Nutrition Association. And so, Gene, how different are school cafeterias than when I was in school?
Well, Phil, you and I may be close to the same era, and I know that they've changed dramatically since I was in school. We are really seeing that schools are seeking ways to improve taste and nutrition of school meals and really looking at figuring out a way to get the freshest ingredients, which, you know, has led us really to this farm-to-school movement, which is exciting.
But let me give a reality check here for a second. You have under a buck to serve a meal, a nutritious, fresh, healthy meal to these school kids every day, correct?
That is right.
How do you do it? I mean, come on, everybody's clamoring, saying, oh, we want more healthy foods, more nutritious schools. A buck? Give me a break here. Isn't that part of the problem?
We really operate quite a bit like a restaurant does. And, you know, we're managers of our food budget, and we have to be, you know, really careful. But what we've really found is that purchasing local produce is not necessarily more expensive. In some cases it may be, in some cases it may be less. So just like we manage our restaurant dollars, or folks are managing their home budgets, we are innovators. We make it happen.
Well, in fact, your latest survey, the School Nutrition Association State of the School Nutrition 2011 survey, found that nearly half of school districts are now offering local sourced produce. Also, the school districts are helping to educate students on the foods produced in their region, with a third involved in farm-to-school initiatives and another 41% interested in or planning to implement these initiatives. So when we talk about local produce, are the farmers coming to you? Are you going to the farmers? And what involvement do the students have in this?
Well, what we found in Minnesota, and I know across the nation, has been that there are several different methods that folks are using. Some of my colleagues in rural Minnesota are connecting directly with the farmer. Farmers are coming to the back door with a truck full of corn right off of the field, and students are getting involved in cleaning the corn and seeing it show up. A district like ours, where we're in an urban setting, we are connecting the farmer to the processor. So what our kids get is cleaned, ready-to-go corn that came from a local farmer. Now, our connection has to be a little less direct, but we do everything we can to make sure that the kids are aware of what corn looks like before it arrived, provide nutrition information, cooking tips, information to families, and that's how we get the message done. So it's a combination of effort.
Now, I've got two points I want to make. First of all, our listeners should go to TreyTalk.org, which is designed for you and me as consumers to find out what's going on in the farm-to-school programs, school gardens, other nutrition education initiatives as it relates to school. But also, Gene, I heard a story about you. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but talking to the people over at School Nutrition Association, that you actually serve buffalo in your school lunch program. Tell me it's not true.
We have been. We happen to be a state which has a lot of buffalo producers, and I actually spent a month last summer on a buffalo ranch and had an opportunity to commune with nature and bicycle for a month. And what we ended up doing with the buffalo is working with our American Indian Education Group and families. We wanted to also incorporate wild rice, hand-harvested wild rice, which, as you know, is extremely expensive, into the menu. So,
but I could see wild rice, but buffalo? Now, we've got about 5 seconds left. So, Gene, what did the kids say when you told them you're serving buffalo?
I wish they were excited, just like they're excited when they find out they're getting turkey.
Ah, okay, well, Gene, thanks so much for joining us again. Head to tradetalk.org to find out more. Got to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Tell you, when I mentioned that I was in Beijing over 20 years ago, I come back from Beijing and I'm going up to Buffalo, New York. And I was co-hosting AM Buffalo, which is their morning TV show, for a week while their anchor was gone. So I'm talking about all these stories about, you know, Beijing. And I was staying up there, so the producer said, "What do you want to do tonight for dinner?" And I said, "You know, got to go to a Chinese restaurant. I was in Beijing. I've discovered all these new Chinese foods." So I go into the restaurant, which is owned by a Chinese family, and I say, "Just came back from China. Bring me whatever is the best dish you have, your most famous dish, the dish that you are the proudest of. Just bring it." And I was expecting something fabulous. And having had, seriously, some really terrific food and some really horrible food in China. So what happens is they bring out this huge plate of chicken wings, just as the song was saying, chicken wings. And I said, "What is this?" And they said, "This is our best dish. We're in Buffalo. What do you expect?" So be careful of what you ask for. Let's head to the phones to find out who our winner is going to be for some more tips. 800-510-8255. Janice, thanks so much for holding on, and welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Shame on you for telling such a funny story right before.
What can I tell you? It's true. I actually have a picture on my desk. I've got one of these plastic blotter things. I've got different pictures underneath it. WKBW, Buffalo, New York, and I'm there, and they bring me chicken wings. Very sad. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well,
what's your tip?
I go shopping early in the morning when they're first changing out the produce and the meats and such.
Yeah.
If you go early in the morning, you can get what they call seconds. It's products that are about to expire, and you can get them at half price. So you can get a wonderful steak for half price. You can get fresh produce half price. You can get bakery things, things that I could normally not afford at half price.
And you're, when you say early morning, are you talking about 5 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning?
About an hour after they open up.
Hour after they open up. Okay, so you go to the manager and you talk to the manager.
No, they have it. They'll have it in. You just ask in the, like in the produce section, you ask where their seconds are. In the meat, they'll have it marked with a label that shows that it was drastically reduced. Rather than throw the food away, they will put it on what they call seconds or reduced.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Janice, hold on. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to Good Day Weekend. How are you?
Good morning. The one tip that I have, my wife and I began eating gluten-free and organic, which is quite a bit more expensive.
Yep.
So the couponing is a lot harder to do. But one of the big things that we found is almost every store that we shop at, we get overcharged. The item ends up scanning in different than what it says on the shelf. So when we check our receipt, we take it to the customer service counter and we end
and
up getting the item for free. We get the item free, yeah.
I love that. You know, and you know, shame on them for, you know, having it scan wrong. Now, real quick, Jeff, why did you go gluten-free?
Just to feel better. My wife had a lot of stomach issues and stuff, and so we just kind of changed our diet and tried it for 30 days, and we both felt so great doing organic and grass-fed beef and things like that, and we just stuck with it, and we both feel good.
That's terrific. Okay, well, I've got to tell you, we're going to have a tie here. I think we've saved the best for last. Janice and Jeff, I love both of your tips. Jeff, there's nothing better than free. And the fact that you guys are watching those cash register receipts, which is something all of us should do, by the way, because, again, keep in mind that it's not foolproof, that it's a human being who's plugging in those prices into the computer. Once it's in the computer, I trust the computer, but it's the human being that's doing it. So there's nothing better than free, except a close second is Janice buying the stuff for half price. So half price, free. Both Jeff and Janice are going to be our winners today of the Supermarket Guru Canvas tote bag, a goodie bag. We're going to do all kinds of fabulous things for you guys in it. Some really great tips. And I think what we really have to understand these days more than ever before is, you know, shop with a list, be smart about it. Our food prices are going to go up. Again, if you want to know more about what the farmers and ranchers and our Secretary of Agriculture is saying, check out fooddialogues.com. This is the U.S. Farmer and Ranchers Alliance. It just started this past week. So lots of great information there, and you can hear right from the farmers. And this is no BS. You know, there's a guy from Walmart there that said, Walmart's doing all these great things. And I said, yeah, but what about the people that sell to you?